Nation!
Can we say kiss me, baby, one more time? Did Britney Spears and Ben Affleck participate in a little tongue wrestling back in the day? We've got the dish on that.
And later we have gospel songbird and actress Corinne Hawthorne joining us to dish all about her new album and so much more.
And also joining us today is our friend, entertainment journalist, Melissa Knowles.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Y'all know I love being back in here. It's been way too long. Yeah, Jesse, over to you.
Child, let's go ahead and get into these dishes, honey. Y'all, Auntie Monique is gonna be the face of February 2024's Bingo Car, baby. She followed on with Cat Williams' footsteps and got together with Unk, Shannon Sharp to dish on everyone and everything. And then everything hit the fan when Unk asked Monique about her beef with DL Hughley. Now, she said it stemmed from an appearance she did on his radio show that he wasn't even present for. She was upset that DL's co-host played a game of Would You Rather, asking if she would rather her husband, Sydney Hicks, have protected sex with Precious director Lee Daniels or unprotected sex with video vixen Karen Steffens.
Ooh.
Very distasteful.
I low-key want to know the answer.
Shut up, Hickory. Well, DL heard what Mo had to say and jumped on social media. He called Monique messy, a liar, and he said he's confused how she's still big but works out every day.
That last one was a personal stab.
Yeah, that was
very personal.
And I like both of them. I love DL and I love Monique.
I.
So, you know, and it's sad. So I'm going to do the Brad and I'm going to get out.
Dang. Okay. What is it, guys? What is it about Shannon that has everybody dropping everything?
I think because he's like not like a professional journalist.
Yeah.
And it's very disarming.
And if y'all heard what DL said, he's being the next Wendy Williams, even though Wendy Williams is not here anymore. And Shannon needs to watch, and I love Shannon too. I'm going to get out of it. But Shannon needs to watch. They're going to pull some stuff up on him, honey.
I'm going to get out of it. That's going to be my dude.
Allegedly.
It just feels like a conversation. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, according to Us Weekly, Kim Kardashian and Odell Beckham Jr.'s romance is getting pretty serious, y'all. The relationship is progressing cautiously as they navigate their different personalities and lifestyles, since, well, Odell is more private and they're trying to figure out the next step. So, what do y'all think about this? Is this a cute couple? Are we here for this?
I'm not mad at it, but he's gonna end up on that show. Like, the same way Kanye West is like, I don't wanna be on this show. And like, a season later, or maybe even the same season, he was on the show.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I will know this is real if we never see him on the show. If she respects him enough to not ever put him on the show or ask him to come on the show, and he's like, I don't really want to do the show, and she's like, fine, we can still have a relationship, then you will know it is real.
Well, I would say it's real because it's Black History Month. He allegedly, he dated Chloe as well. So there you go.
But my thing, too, is during Black History Month, we've never seen Odell Beckham with a black woman.
Oh.
And now here we are during Black History.
His baby mama, isn't she half black?
No, girl is like 1/4 black. She ain't black.
Well, now, I mean, of course.
One fourth qualifies. You still gonna get treated weird by the police.
We don't do the one drop rule in Atlanta.
Okay.
We still have yet to see you with a black woman. Where is Dr. Umar?
Thank you. Where is he, honey?
I mean, here's the thing. I think it would be more impressive if he dated all three of the main Kardashians.
Yeah.
More so than if he got like another Super Bowl ring.
Let my man come in like Thanos and just like collect all the stones.
Wow.
I'll do it myself.
That's not nasty, y'all.
That's impressive.
My man has been in the NFL a decade. What can't he do?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Can't date sisters.
He can't. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyway, y'all, moving on, baby. Where it looks like, honey, Eve is finally ready to tell you gals, honey, how to snag a rich white man.
Too late. I got my notebook ready. Hold on. You got one left? You got one?
You ain't seen Melissa? Okay.
Do you see how much I work out, how much time I spend in the gym?
Like, that's the rich white man seat. Anyone who sits there, go ahead and put a rich white man.
Y'all matter? Wait, so you know what? We're going to revisit this after Black History.
Yeah. Okay, I'm black and proud. Blackity black, black.
If you sit there for 2 more weeks, you're going to have you one too. Just like everybody else that sits there.
I can show you how to get them.
Well, we don't know if Eve is telling you how to get them or not, but she is coming out with a new memoir called Who's That Girl? It's expected to drop on September 17th and will be co-written by journalist and author Kathy Yandley. Eve released a statement saying she's excited for people to get to know her on a deeper level.
Ooh.
Check out this video here.
She looks damn good.
Oh, my God.
Now, like, the guy that she married this dude, and he's worth, like, what, 60-something million bucks?
His name is Max Familia.
Yeah, he's not a billionaire?
You're, like, destined for, like, financial greatness with a name like Max Familia.
Yeah. You know what? She used to date a billionaire out in Ghana, too.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, Eve, one thing about Eve, she gonna be with a man who got the coin.
Here's the thing. She used to be a stripper, and strippers have a certain drive, hustle, and ingenuity that some people don't necessarily have.
Hello?
And this is like final stage boss stuff if you came out the club.
Business acumen.
Okay, y'all, it's only been a few months since Britney Spears released her memoir, The Woman in Me, but she's spilling more A-list tea. Brit shared a throwback picture of herself and Ben Affleck along with songwriter Diane Warren and said this, "Did I fail to mention that I made out with Ben that night? I honestly forgot. Damn, that's crazy. Wish I could tell you guys the story that happened before that. Oh dear, I'm just being a gossip girl. Psst, I actually forgot." And it seems like, well, how did I do? Hold on.
That was great. That was very,
that was
very good.
Good.
That was very good.
Y'all ain't clapping. Y'all ain't clapping.
No, it's good. It's a good
clapping?
Bread, Jesse.
Okay. And it seems like she might have had second thoughts about dropping this little nugget because she deleted the post.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who made her delete it?
I don't know, but it definitely makes you ask a lot more questions because if you told us that you made out, but the story that happened before y'all made out was even wilder than the makeout story, like, what happened?
Yeah. Yo, this is what I'm telling you right now. Okay. Less than 2 years, book number two is coming out with even more juice in there. There's nobody who in Hollywood has had the wild ride that Britney Spears has had. Nobody.
She's still on it.
She's still on
her
it.
Her arms are all the
it's
way up.
Still dropping little nuggets out here like this.
Like, can you imagine? Ride. Can you imagine the conversation that Ben and J-Lo had when this got to J-Lo?
J-Lo doesn't care about that. How long ago was this?
Now Jennifer Lopez is going to be talking about she don't know Britney Spears.
Exactly. She's going to try to give her Mariah Carey energy.
Yeah. I don't know her. Okay, now I definitely didn't see this coming. Now, Valentine's Day is coming this Wednesday, and lots of companies celebrate love. But Pizza Hut is going in a completely different direction. They just announced their goodbye pies. Now, from now until the 14th, you can have a hot honey pizza delivered to an ex or someone you want to break up with, and it's even an option to add a personalized message on the box.
A goodbye pie?
My thing is, like, why would I waste my money on somebody that I want to say goodbye to? I'm going to buy that pie for myself.
To be petty. That's why. That's why you do it. You're petty. If you're petty, Betty, you call Pizza Hut up. You say, look, I want to send 10 pies to this one person. I want all of them to be burnt. And then put a long hair in the middle under the cheese. And that's what I want. That's what I want.
Can you imagine if you sent this to somebody at work? And you're like, yo, I'm sending you a little food to work, babe. No big deal. And then everyone's like, oh, let's eat Melissa's pizza. And then it's the goodbye bye. The goodbye bye.
I would send one to him and, you know, have it filled with anchovies and say, you could have all the fish you want now.
Oh!
Take it.
Wow.
Anyway, y'all.
Wow.
Okay, honey. Up next, Usher almost didn't record one of his biggest hits. We've got the details right after the break.
Oh, he's so
What's that mean, Gary? All the fish you want.
Full of anchovies.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. That was great. Okay, so everyone is wondering what hits Usher will perform at this year's halftime show, and I'm sure a lot of us want to hear his mega hit, Yeah, Come On, right? Hello. Well, get this. Yeah was almost never a thing because when Usher first heard the song, he hated it.
Wow.
And check out music producer Rico Love's account of how Usher felt about it.
I'm in the club with the homies trying to kick a little VI and put it down on the low key.
You're coming from a
so, I'm listening to the words and I'm like, and then you hearing Sean voice singing. It was like, what does that even mean, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, nah, this is not. I laughed because I thought it was hilarious. Usher was like, I'm never singing that. I remember hearing, I don't know if it was Mark Pitts or KP was on the phone. And I remember hearing L.A. Reid on the phone saying, I don't give a what you got to do. He better sing that song. Hung up.
How dope is, from on a scale of 1 to 10, she's a certified 20? Come on. Come on.
That sounds like something you might say, Terry.
That is something. I probably did say it.
You know what?
I guess it's working, though, for you. And I like you. Yeah. I feel like Yeah is one of those songs that everybody knows, everybody can sing along to, and let's keep it real. You have to be palatable to everybody at the Super Bowl.
Right.
And Yeah is one of those songs that people, I mean, how hard is it to say? Yeah,
like everybody's gonna be saying.
I think he's gonna start off with "Oh my gosh," though.
I'm thinking, "Oh my gosh," or "Caught Up." You got to close because it's up tempo.
You're telling me they're not going to roll the stage out there. Everything's going to go quiet. And then Lil Jon's voice is going to go, peace up, A-Town. And then everyone's going to lose their mind. Yes. Confetti's going to rain. That's how the show is starting.
I think it's either going to start it or going to close it.
Yeah. But Oh My Gosh is definitely getting performed.
You know they bet on this. You can bet on this kind of stuff in Vegas.
You can bet on that?
They take bets on opening songs. They take bets on how long the national anthem is going to last. You can gamble on this right now.
Shout out to FanDuel.
Somebody's excited. Yeah. And if you have a problem with gambling addiction, please call this number. Wow. Okay. Moving on. It is time for a dish debate. So hopefully everyone is getting in shape and getting those beach bodies together, but not just because summer is approaching, but because you might have to get on a scale before entering an airplane. What? Finland Airlines has announced that it will be weighing passengers as well as their luggage to calculate flight balance. Finland said this will start off on a voluntary basis, and they promise to keep passengers' data confidential. What do y'all think of this?
It's great.
I got issues with it. I don't even like going through that machine where you've got to stand like this.
I don't like it.
And then they scan you, and then somebody in another room looks at you in your underwear. That's what that does.
Wait, you prefer the machine or a pat down?
No,
they pat me down.
Depends on who's patting you down.
I bet they do.
Because this queen patted me down, it offended me. But I like going through the machine, doing it. Could I put my arms up and I come out like a ballerina?
I don't like that because sometimes I be having to take my wig off. Because, like, you know what I mean? Like,
if it's invasive.
They take you to the back room and they like reposition your wig. I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
If you come in like sideways, like T.I.'s hat when you come out of it.
That's anti-black.
Especially during Black History Month, they should not be making you take your wig off. No, thank you.
That's good for y'all.
Shut up, Gary.
Anyway.
Well, y'all, up next, we're having some fun with gospel singer Corinne Hawthorne. Please stay tuned.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, we got some company right now. She's a gospel songbird, a voice finalist, and actress. Corinne Hawthorne is in the building.
Hey, y'all.
Yo, man, what brings you in our neck of the woods?
You know what? My album is out.
Big change.
I have an album. It's out right now. It's called On God. And I wanted to come see y'all because the vibe here is great and I needed to come. For a little bit, On God.
And we need that God energy in this room.
Yes. How'd you come up with the title?
On God? Mm-hmm. You know what? I don't know. I honestly could not come up with a title for the album. So many creatives, my producer, JY did it. He was like, you know what would be fire? On God.
Oh God.
Yeah, and I was like, dang, I have a song on the album called On God.
Oh,
so
period.
It was like the perfect thing.
All right, so let's jump right into this. What was one thing Pharrell Williams taught you while being on The Voice? We loved your experience on there.
You know what? First of all, one of the greatest human beings ever. He's incredible. The number one that stuck with me throughout like the course of my career, he's like, don't ever read the comments. He's like, don't look at them, don't read them. And I don't, and I still to this day, I be clapping back sometimes, because sometimes I accidentally see them. But for the most part, it be an accident.
You don't seek them out.
I don't seek them out. They're in my face when I look. But for the most part, I try to keep my energy pure and clear. Yeah. So yeah, he's a great guy. Good. Love him.
Did he give you any Louis Vuitton?
You know what? No. At the time, I don't think like he had that partnership yet. He was with Doc Martens, and I did get Doc Martens.
Okay. Oh,
I did get Adidas. So. Coach P, I need some more gear. I think that's what we're saying here. Yeah.
So now, Corinne, now you released a song called Cut Them Off. So now, when was the last time the Spirit told you, honey, someone off?
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know what? I tend to keep a very tight circle. Mm-hmm. I don't have that many friends. I have family that's around me, but you know, probably like last year, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Last year was only a couple of months
ago. Yeah, that was last
year. You know, it's just February.
Oh, right.
Was it New Year's Eve? Like right before the ball drop?
Okay.
You know, maybe like the beginning of last year, early January, did a major cutoff in my life. And that's actually where the song was born. It was about, you know, that experience. And y'all need to let those people go. Everybody is not meant to go where God is taking you. So take that
message.
Well, speaking of not cutting people off, you announced your engagement in Essence. Yes. Congratulations. So what would you say is the essence of a healthy relationship?
Oh, communication. I cannot read your mind, babe. You know, like you have to tell me what's going on. And I feel like having a healthy space to be able to express yourself where a person like is not prideful and they're hearing it from a place of like, okay, I love you, let me hear it. Let's talk it out. Because I feel like a lot of ego is in relationships and that be people problems. You can't hear the things that you might be doing that's kind of like wrong. Like, or that I'm not accustomed to. Things that can make you better. Like, so I think pride in communication, getting your pride out of the way, just being very communicative. It is a journey, okay? Mm. But love.
Hear that, Jesse?
What?
Ooh, are you calling Jesse out here? First of all, I am in a secure relationship with the Lord.
Period.
Oh God.
Kareem, you've got an album called I Am. Mm-hmm. And so we want to play a little game where we all go around and say one word that describes us using the title of your album. So I am blank.
Okay.
All right. And then we're trying to get deep on this. We're going to start over here with you, Melissa.
Whoa, we're starting with me? I don't think I understand the assignment. Can we start again?
Well, you're going to understand today.
Oh. So I am an adjective?
Yes. Or
I am spontaneous.
Oh.
I am multidimensional.
Ooh, I am divine.
I am alternative lifestyle.
I was just gonna lead with I am blessed, but Gary kind of stole the thunder.
Tanner, he's blessed.
Yo, Corinne, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. And be sure y'all grab her new album, On God, out today. Yay. And stay right here, because we got more Dish Nation after the break.
Congratulations.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation. All right, this is it, Dishettes. So a wild smash and grab went down in Oakland, California this week at the Apple Store, and an unidentified burglar came through during regular business hours and snatched up 45 display phones. And the crazy thing, he also stole 45 trackers. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yo, customers just stood around and just watched the whole thing happen in amazement as a sticky finger bandit stood on business and then casually jogged out of the store, passed a parked police car into a marked Hyundai, and drove his own getaway car.
What kind of is that?
Like, this is so wild because, like, first of all, he's not even wearing gloves, so, like, is he not scared of, like, fingerprints?
Or facial recognition? Because we can see your eyes, brother.
And the crazy thing is this video was shot on an iPhone, too.
Whoa.
I had an iPhone stolen from me, and I had a password locked on it. And then I got a new phone, and it's like a week went by. And then I got a text at midnight one night from some number, and it was like, hey, I have your old phone. Can I have the passcode? I said, you stole that phone from me. And they were like, come on, man. I was like, hell no.
Are you serious?
I'm 100% serious.
I used to steal until God taught me a lesson. Like, I used to steal from this Albertsons while I used to live in Texas, right? So one day I'm driving down the street, and then I see, like, a tire just drive by my car. And I'm like, that's weird. And the next thing you know, my car fell over right in front of the Albertsons I used to steal from. And it was like, you know what, God, I get it. Done stealing. We're good.
And you gave your life over to God and everything?
Yeah, I mean, I let him borrow it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.